Little bull fight fair, kill fair, scalp fair.
You ain't gonna scalp nobody, lessen you take it off with your teeth. For answer, Little Bull raised his knife, which flashed in the morning light. Omri, his hands on his knees, waited.
Yeah, I see it, but you ain't gonna have it much longer.
And why ain't ya? 'Cause I ain't got one. I only got my gun, and my gun's run plumb out of bullets. What I got, and all I got, is my fists. Oh, and one other thing. I got my hallucination here.
He waved a hand at Omri without taking his eyes off Little Bull for a second.
And I know he don't want to see this here pretty red scalp of mine hanging from no stinking redskin's belt. So if I fight, it's gonna be fist to fist, face to face, man to man, Injun. D'ye hear me? No weapons. Just us two. And let's see if a white man can't lick a red man in a fair fight. Lesson, maybe just. Maybe you ain't red at all, but yellow.
And Boone stepped round the bowl of the spoon, threw his empty gun on the ground, and put up his fists like a boxer. Little Bull was nonplussed. He lowered his knife and stared at Boone. Whether he had completely understood the cowboy's strange speech was doubtful, but he couldn't mistake the gesture of throwing the gun away. As Boone began to dance round him, fists up, making little mock jabs towards his face, Little Bull was getting madder and madder. He made a sudden swipe at him with his knife. Boone jumped back.
Oh, you naughty Injun! I see I'll have to set my hallucination onto you!
But Omri didn't have to do anything. Little Bull had got the message. Throwing down the knife in a fury, he hurled himself onto Boone. What followed was not a fist fight or a wrestling match or anything so well organized. It was just an all-in, no-holds-barred, two-man war. They rolled on the ground, pummeling, kicking and butting with their heads. At one point, Omri thought he saw Boone trying to bite. Maybe he succeeded, because Little Bull suddenly let him go, and Boone rolled away, swift as a barrel down a slope, and onto his legs, and then, with a spring like a bow-legged panther, onto the Indian again, feet first. Little Bull let out a noise like, "Oof!" caught Boone by both ankles and heaved him off. Little Bull picked up a clod of compost and flung it after him, catching it full in the face. Then Little Bull got up and ran at him, holding both fists together and swinging them as he had swung the battle axe. They caught the cowboy a heavy whack on the ear, which sent him flying to one side. But as he flew, he caught Little Bull a blow on the chest with one boot. That left them both on the ground. The next moment, each of the men found himself pinned down by a giant finger.
"All right, boys, that's enough," said Omri in his father's firm end-of-the-fight voice. "It's a draw. Now you must get cleaned up for school."